Sometimes we take certain things for granted, even in the church. So, as an example, if I ask the question, who is supposed to receive communion? Okay, well, for starters, be a Catholic. A Catholic who has sufficient knowledge and belief of what it is, who it is. And a Catholic who has sufficient knowledge and belief of what it is and is properly prepared to receive him. In other words, fasted for at least an hour before communion and not hindered by mortal sin. But what if I were to change the requirements this weekend? So what if I were to say that this weekend, communion is for those who have blue eyes, and are left-handed, and are wearing green, and thinking of all the qualities that I have this morning. But whatever you pick, you might say, well, why would those people be more prepared than someone else? Okay, then, so what if I said, anyone who wants to come can receive communion today. But then you'd wonder if someone is prepared at all. So when it comes to the gift of God, any gift of God, who decides who can receive it? Is it God? Is it me? Or is it perhaps both? Well, there seems to be something of that question wrapped up in our story today in the book of Numbers, where Moses chose 70 elders to receive the gift of the Spirit. But when it came time to receive the Spirit, two of the elders were still at camp. Yet they received the Spirit anyway. What are we supposed to learn from those two, Eldad and Medad? Now some, like Joshua, thought that the only ones who should receive the Spirit are the ones who went out to the tent. But others, including Moses, said it was fine, wishing that everyone would receive the Spirit. I think it's one of the most intriguing passages that we read from the Scriptures. Does God decide who's prepared to receive the Spirit, or do we? Well, I realize that this is a time of year when some who are with us today are met with certain expectations. In order to receive this sacrament in the spring, in order to continue in this program, in order to be eligible for this, in order to fill in the blank, you need to pay this fee. Turn in this form, come this many times, do this activity. Again, you need to fill in the blank. And one could reasonably ask the question, are we stingily holding back the gift of God that God wants to give freely? Are we like Joshua, who thinks that the gift of God is only for those who check certain boxes? But let's consider the other extreme. What if I were to say that next weekend we will give out every gift of God with no requirements? You want to get married in the church? Next weekend, no requirements. You want to celebrate your first communion? Next weekend, no requirements. You want to become Catholic? Next weekend. No requirements. Now, there's something to be said for that. If the gift of God is so incredible, wouldn't we want to give it out as soon as possible? And as freely as possible? And as often as possible? But intuitively, we also say there has to be some balance there. I mean, keep in mind that Eldad and Medad were chosen by Moses precisely because they were prepared to receive the Spirit. So just as Moses had a responsibility to make sure they were prepared, so do I. Even of myself, I can't expect the Lord to do it all while I just stand by. For example, when I woke up last Friday, just 2 days ago, I was so tired in the morning. I went to a game the night before. I got back late. When I woke up Friday, I was so tired. And I thought, do I really need to pray this morning? Is it really a big deal? You know, is God going to hold back something from me just because I didn't pray this morning? Then again, why would I expect God to do everything if I'm not going to do what I can? I think there is a healthy balance between us working hard to prepare and us leaving room for the Lord to act. In my years as your pastor, there have been times when I have demanded too much of someone and times when I haven't demanded enough of someone. And ironically, I should probably apologize for both. I'm sorry when I was too strict in what I asked of you. I'm sorry that I wasn't strict enough. Eldad and Medad received the gift of the Spirit because God prepared them and because Moses prepared them. The final words of our reading from Numbers are a feeling that I share with you. Would that the Lord might bestow his Spirit on them all.